Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I want you guys to think about the weekly outrage that happens with the Kansas City Chiefs regarding the officials. Every week. Every single week. The Chiefs just never beat anybody. It's always the refs' fault. Oh, you guys are the media darlings, Vegas. Oh, the NFL wants you to win. Every week. Yesterday, I'm sitting there, and Sean Barber can attest to it. I was sitting right next to Sean Barber. And we're talking and, you know, just having a good time, little fellowship, little guy time. And I look up at the television and I see there is an official talking to Josh Allen. That's not abnormal. Why did this interaction stand out? Josh Allen is sitting down on the sideline and the official is standing over him talking. When have you ever seen that in sports? We watch a lot of sports, Rob. Text line, you guys watch sports. Some of you guys are older than Rob. You've been watching sports 40, 50 years. When have you ever seen the official go over to what is a team area and start talking? Not where the ref is still on the court and the coach is on the sideline or the player. I'm talking about this would be like if the umpire went into the dugout and started conversing with Bobby Witt Jr. This would be like if the NBA officials sat down next to LeBron James and they are just having a conversation. That's highly inappropriate. You cannot do that. You cannot, as the official, you don't feel weird. You got to walk past the head coach. You got to walk past the guy who's standing up holding the first down marker. You got to step over the television wires. And then you go over to this man, Josh Allen, as he's talking to a coach or he's getting water. And then he pats you and then you pat him on the head. Whatever you guys were talking about, that couldn't wait till he was on the field. You're going to see him again. It's not like Josh Allen is some special teamer that doesn't play. He's the quarterback. During a commercial break, when he's out there, go over there and have that conversation. What was so important that you had to leave your area, which is the field, and go over to his area to talk to him about what was going on? It didn't make any sense to me. Well, Josh Allen tried to make some sense of this. This was his story.
When the ref came over to talk to you, like all the way to the bench, what was he saying? What was wrong?
Was that after? I wasn't happy with what was going on, and I was yelling a little bit, and he just said, "Don't be yelling." So, my bad. Sorry to Bill.
Did he apologize?
I won't say anything about that.
Oh my goodness. Lying is incredible. You're telling me that Bill Vinovich was so upset that you yelled at him that he came over to your area to discuss it with you. Not when you were on the field, not during the game, not during a commercial break. He was so upset about what the conversation was between you two. He then walked over there to talk to you, to ask you to stop yelling? That referee should be suspended for the rest of the playoffs. I'm serious. I'm not even joking. Sure, we're having some fun with this. I'm serious. I've never seen anything like this before. Not once in my entire life. I've never seen an official go over to the sideline and start talking to one of the players before. Again, not like the official was standing on the field of play and the player was on the sideline and they're going back and forth. Josh Allen is sitting down on the sideline and the umpire comes up to him and they start having a conversation. He should be suspended for the remainder of the playoffs. It just looks highly inappropriate. And you guys know, and I know, if there was video of an official going over to the sideline and talking to Patrick Mahomes while he was sitting there, the internet would crash. The internet would crash. It would be, see, I told you guys it was fixed. I told you. You cannot do that.